Hey guys, welcome back to French Learning. Sorry if you hear any background sounds, because my dad is cooking something really good. Say hi, Dad.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, if you listened to the last episode, me and him had a conversation. You could go back and listen to that if you need to. So I'm going to do the bonus episode that I said I do on the first episode. So we're going to learn how to conjugate the verb manger. Okay, so just pause the recording right here if you don't have a pencil or anything like that. I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go get a pencil, okay? Hey guys, I'm back. All right, so we're gonna learn how to conjugate it. So when you have a piece of paper, you can unpause the recording. So you're gonna write je. Je is spelled J-E, okay? Then once you're done that, je, and then T. So T is T-U. And then you can write, and then you write il, which is I-L. Backslash L. So E-L-L-E. And then you're gonna write news. So N-O-U-S. And then below that you're gonna write vous. And then you're gonna write eel with an S at the end. So I-L-S. Backslash L with an S at the end. E-L-L-E-S. Okay, so besides je, you're gonna write mange. And if you don't remember how to spell that, I'll tell you. M A N J I mean G, sorry. And then E. Good. Okay, so now we are going to do two. So beside two, you are going to write you're going to write mange again, except you're going to write it with an S at the end. So M-A-N-G-E-S. Okay, and then for il or l, the backslash, beside that, you're gonna write the same thing as you wrote for je, mange, with an e at the end. M-A-N-G-E. And then we're gonna write mangeant. And this one's a little weird. So we're gonna go M, beside news. This is beside news. M-A N, G, E, O, N, S. All right? And then beside vous, we're going to put M, A, N, G, E, Z. And then in eels or L's, we're gonna write beside it. We're gonna write M A N G E O N T. So that's how you conjugate the verb mange in French into verbs. So I will be teaching you how to conjugate more verbs, but we're just gonna stick to this one right now. So maybe write it a couple more times, and you can practice with your parents. You can even show off how good you are at French. All right. So yeah, thanks for listening to this episode, this bonus episode of French Learning. And again, huge shout out to Anchor and Spotify for making this podcast possible, and my followers and subscribers. So yeah. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.